General Kenobi, years ago you served my father in the Clone Wars. Now he begs you help him in his struggle against the Empire. I regret that I am unable to convey my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I am afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. I have placed information vital to the survival of the Rebellion into the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see this droid safely delivered to him on Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan. You're my only hope. Oh, you saw me recording that, didn't you? Look, I know Darth Vader keeps you stormtroopers on a short leash and all, but maybe you could just pretend you didn't see me recording this message? Just walk away. Then maybe come back in a few minutes, maybe with another stormtrooper or two, and pretend like you just found me. It's not like Darth Vader would ever know. He'll just be happy that I've been caught, and he won't care about some little R2 unit. I can tell you're a little scared of Darth Vader. He does that force choke thing, but he's not gonna use it unless you actually let me get away. But where could I run away to? This blockade runner is already swarming with stormtroopers and docked with a Star Destroyer. It's just a matter of time before I get caught, no matter what. I'm just asking you to let me be free for a few more minutes and let this little R2 unit get away with his meaningless little recording. Well, you haven't shot me yet, which is a good sign. Of course, I haven't shot you either. That would bring everyone in the area down upon us, so we've got a bit of a Mandalorian standoff going on. But maybe I could break the deadlock by giving you a good reason to help me. For instance, you may have noticed that I'm not wearing any underwear under these robes. It may not be very appropriate for a princess, or a senator, and definitely not for a girl who's both, but I just hate the way it shows through the robes, and a good politician is willing to use every asset at their disposal to help achieve their ends. You do like my assets, don't you? Even with that helmet on, I can tell you're checking them out. Let me just slowly and carefully set this blaster down, and then I can lift up my robes a little bit. I don't really like these robes. They cover everything up too much, and they're a little stuffy. I'd much rather wear something a little bit more revealing. Oh, and if it could be made out of metal, that would be great too. But that'll probably never happen. But look, it's a shame I have to hide away these legs, isn't it? And they're not even my best feature. I'm kind of fond of this pussy though, and everyone I've shared it with seems to be as well. Except once I became a senator, it's gotten so hard to find the time to put it to proper use, and the right person to use it on. A senator that spreads her legs too often, and too publicly, is going to have trouble being taken seriously, no matter who her father was, or all the things she's done in the past. So I'm long overdue to be fucked, and I know I could let you do it, because you'll never tell. If Vader found out, that would be the end of you. You'd be replaced with a fresh clone in no time. Which is why it would be a shame. Because I've never slept with a clone before. Which means you'd be the only clone in the entire galaxy that slept with me. With a princess. And a senator. You'd be unique. You wouldn't just be a regular clone anymore. It's not like they'd let clones even have sex, from what I've heard. You'd be hitting the jackpot if I let you hit this pussy. And I'll let you fuck me. All you have to do is ignore that little R2 unit recording me. Let him get away. Then, when we're done, you leave for a little, then come back with some friends and capture me. You still get your prisoner, even after you've gotten some sex. If we have a deal, then just set your blaster down like I did. I'm not going to cheat. I could maybe grab the blaster and shoot you, but then your friends come running and they capture the R2 unit. So I'm not risking that. It's just easier to fuck you. And much, much more fun. There we go. Good boy. Now let me help you with that armor. We don't have to take it all off. Technically, we just have to get your conch out. Which isn't too hard to do, but I know you can't see a thing with that helmet on. And I definitely want you to see what's going on. So, the helmet first. Nice. You're a handsome man. But I knew that already. I've always thought that your stormtroopers were a handsome bunch. Even if I don't really like your boss. I may have even fantasized about having sex with a stormtrooper before. Perhaps even a couple at once. And even though I've known for so long what your face looks like, I've always wondered what's hidden inside that armor. Well, let's just satisfy the curiosity so I can satisfy both of us. Wow, now that's fairly impressive. People always wonder about your clones and what exactly your creators designed into you and what they may have taken out. A cock isn't purely necessary for what you do, and not a good-sized one like that, or one that's obviously functional like that one is. I have to assume that the sight of my body has something to do with that. If so, I'm flattered, very, very flattered, and I know just the way to let you know how much I appreciate the compliment. Let me lift my robes up again. Since my hands are full, just lift me up and sit me down on the edge of that crate over there. You're so strong. But that was designed into you, wasn't it? Then you get all that training and conditioning. You've spent all your life doing that. Even if it's only for a few years at best. But nothing you've ever done before has prepared you for what we're about to do. Let me move my legs apart for you. You can move up right between them. You probably have pilot training. Just think of this as a really fun docking maneuver. And you're definitely cleared for final approach. My shields are down and the docking bay is all open for you. And really wet. Okay. The analog kind of breakdowns at this point, but we don't really have time for that kind of thing anyway. One of your brothers walking in on us while we're fucking isn't good for us either, so we need to get started and finish with this fast, but not too fast. So, move in closer, guide yourself up against me, yes, just like that. Now, into me. Oh, that's it. If this is your first time, I definitely can't tell. You're so strong, confident, not wasting any time by just slowly but powerfully fucking me. Let me lean back a little. I don't need to hold my robes up anymore. I can just hold on to your shoulders. You can hold on to my waist. Or grab my legs, just so you can fuck me even harder. Oh, keep going. Once I'm captured, this might be the last chance to get fucked ever. Or at least the way I want. Depending on what they have planned for interrogation. That might be fun, actually. Although, I couldn't let them know. But this is definitely fun, and special for both me and you. Okay, harder and faster, but not too hard and not too fast. Not yet, we're in a hurry, but not that much of a hurry. we can risk making this last a little while. Right now, we can forget about the rest of the galaxy, about the Empire and the Rebellion, about you being a stormtrooper and me being a princess. We can just be a man and a woman, doing what we're meant to do together and doing it so very well. No, go ahead. We can't do this forever. This is all stolen time anyway. We can't be caught. So we need to keep going and finish it. Finish each other. I want you to finish it by fucking me rougher. Don't treat me like a princess. Just like a woman who wants to be fucked. Make these minutes count for me. For both of us. Yes. Like that. Even rougher if you want. Just not loudly. I'll try not to be too loud either. Oh, I want to keep moaning. To call out. But I don't dare. No matter how much you're driving me wild. It's almost enough just to hear the sound of our bodies moving together. And to feel you moving inside of me. We've waited long enough. Maybe too long. We dare not take any longer. We're both so close anyway. And I don't want to wait any longer. Don't make me wait any longer, please. This may be my last act as a free woman. So make me remember it for the rest of my life. Oh, yeah. Fuck your princess. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, God, fuck my tight, wet pussy. Oh, God. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, come with me. Thank you for that. And for keeping the secret of that R2 unit. But here, let me help you with your armor. You can't run around with that hanging out. Now take your helmet and your blaster too. Go rejoin your brothers and come back. We'll pretend like this never happened. You do what you have to. Hurry! Things I do for the Rebellion. Although, let's be honest. That was kind of fun. What? You stupid little R2 unit. You were supposed to be getting away, not hiding. You weren't still recording, were you? Come here real quick, and let me check. Oh, great. They're back. I'll just have to trust that you also didn't record that last part. Get out of here. Find General Kenobi. I'll buy you as much time as I can. I hope that R2 unit finds General Kenobi. Well, and that it didn't record me banging a stormtrooper. That can't possibly fall into the wrong hands. Although, if I do survive this somehow, and I come across that R2 unit again, it might be fun to watch.